Lesson number 50, you need to define the end. This is from Yours for the Taking by Neville Goddard. God, your own wonderful human imagination underlies all your faculties, including perception, and streams into your surface mind, least disguised, in the form of creative, productive fantasy. When you ask yourself, what can you do to transcend your present limitation in life, you are dwelling on the means. God does not ask you to even consider the means, but to define the end. So, the lesson and the takeaway. First, focus on defining the end, and then don't try to figure out the how or the when. Just define the end. By the way, when you define the end clearly enough, at the right level of detail, not only do you get more energy, but often an inspired act shows up. And it doesn't even have to be directly related to it. Again, we've read the story where Neville talks about the two ladies, and one of them was, you know, literally, you might as well just say inspired to go to a little get-together where she met a man who she knew when she was younger, and the man set her up with a trust fund. Again, inspiration sometimes comes in the form of direct action. Inspiration sometimes comes in the form of very indirect action. But the key is, don't try to figure out what you need to do. Just focus on defining the end, and when the end is defined clearly enough, you'll discover what part you get to play in meeting your miracle. Another takeaway is feel from the end. Again, remember, when you're on the way to Grandma's house, you might encounter a detour, but no matter what, you will have some kind of adventure on the road trip. By the way, I think I did this one on the last recording. That's all right, though. Lesson 51, ignore the past, turn within. Yeah, I did do that before, I believe. Anyway, ignore the past, turn within. This is again from Yours from the Taking, Yours for the Taking by Neville Goddard. Soon after this, a friend asked Ben to pray for him. He wanted to be the property manager of the company he worked for. Although he had been passed by year after year, Benny told him what to do, and imagined hearing the friend tell him the job was now his. A few months later, the job was vacated, and his friend was given the position with an increase in salary and greater responsibility, just as he had imagined. What did Benny do? He imagined. To whom did he pray? To his own wonderful human imagination. God, the creator of all life, is like pure imagining in you, underlying all your faculties, including perception. Now, this is a pretty good one because, again, Neville also, you know, mentions imagination underlies all your faculties, including perception. How you perceive the world, how you listen to this recording, how you... You know, when my wife walks in the house, how I perceive her is very dependent upon my imagination. So if I'm imagining lovely stuff, I perceive her as open and lovely. And I will treat her that way. Again, I'll react to the world from where, you know, I am coming from the state that I am living in. Okay? So just notice this stuff. The imagination underlies all your faculties, including perception. Also, notice in this lesson that the past was ignored by Ben. Ben didn't ask, he didn't beg, he simply assumed for the seeming other person. Now here's the deal. Who in your life can you assume wealth for? Because anytime you assume, envision, or feel as real wealth for another, you enter into the state of abundance yourself. Anytime that you assume blessing for another, you are entering into the state of that blessing. Now think about this. Anytime you assume that another's going to remain poor or sick or grumpy, you enter into that state as well. So when you're feeling for other people, always enter into states that will bless you and them both. That's lesson number 51. Lesson number 52. What are you? Why this works? This is from Yours for the Taking, from Neville Goddard. A thought acted upon is an imaginal act. Think, imagine a horrible earthquake and God will give that to you. Imagine, think of, a war and God will provide that too. Imagine peace and you will have it. God will give you the health if you will but imagine being healthy. Imagine success and you will have it. The moment you think you are feeding your imagination, which is a person, I use the word person deliberately. For you are a person. You are the mask God is now wearing. For God became you, that you may become God. Now think about this. Neville says a thought acted upon is an imaginal act. And if you imagine effectively, your thought will be acted upon. Again, if you imagine a lovely dinner, your body will start to amp up for that dinner. If you imagine biting into a lemon or an orange or a grapefruit, again, your body responds to this. Your body is part of the universe. And remember, you are the mask that God is now wearing. The phrase that I love to use is that I am, and you are, God having the adventure of a lifetime. And really, how true is that? Again, Neville says that God is infinite in potential, but to be infinite in actuality, God had to forget what God is. The infinite had to forget that it was infinite and behave as though it's finite. And as we think, oh, these are my limitations, that's how I'm finite, we get to discover how infinite we are by assuming the state of a wish fulfilled and experiencing that state fulfilled in our lives. Lesson 53, Where is and What is God? This is again from Yours for the Taking by Neville Goddard. To whom did my friend turn when he wanted the bank loan paid? He turned to God. He did not get down on his knees and ask some outside God to do it for him. He didn't go to church and consult a priest, a rabbi, or a minister. He didn't contact a so-called truth teacher, but simply closed his eyes to the obvious and saw two zeros in the balance due column. Then, for the first time in the history of his company, a mid-year bonus was paid. This happened to him because of his use of the law and his knowledge of who God is. Now think about this. Neville shares some very core assumptions. And, you know, one of the things that we notice is people want more and more techniques to do. And Neville shares techniques, and, you know, that's good. And we share techniques, and that's good. But the techniques won't work unless you live by the principles. We share techniques like you want to see through your own eyes. You don't want to see a movie of your body. That's not how you experience reality. Neville says to feel it real, to experience it as real inside your imagination. To experience a scene involving you inside of your imagination, you don't see a movie of you. If Victoria and I go to an amusement park, we don't see a movie of two people in an amusement park. What I see is, you know, my hand holding her hand while we're on a roller coaster, while we're doing what we do, while we're in the bumper cars, okay? I don't see my whole body because that would imply that I'm outside of my body, which would mean I'm a spectator. And again, Neville says that you can spectate and you can experience. If you are coming from the state of wealth, you are participating and experiencing the state of wealth. And you are only spectating on the state of poverty because the wealthy person can look out and go, there are people who have associated themselves with poverty. He can spectate on poverty, but he gets to experience wealth. You can either experience a state or spectate that state. And, you know, and literally, what I want you to do is to experience the states. Again, that's why we talk about technique, for example, seeing through your own eyes and your envisioning. Now, that works when you realize what you are, when you realize that you are consciousness. You know, that's when things shift, when you realize you can assume the state of financial security and have peace around money. That makes it much easier for you to be successful in life. It makes it much easier for you to accept the gifts from the universe. Literally, when you assume I am financially taken care of, when you assume that state, that's when, Neville says, and that is our experience, when you are given too graciously, whether it's from a live supporter, a new client, you know, clients increasing their orders, lottery winnings, a dead relative. Okay, it's all the same thing. Those are all channels. And the source is your wonderful human imagination. Lesson number 54, The Hidden Key. This is from All You Behold by Neville Goddard. Persist and the world will respond. You will get the money needed to live there. The world does not cause, it only responds to your imaginal acts. For only God acts, and it is God in you as your own wonderful human imagination. Now, before you judge it, try it. If you do, you cannot fail. And when you prove your imagination in the testing, share the good news with your brothers. Tell everyone you meet how the world works. You do not have a proper educational or social background. You do not have to have, a proper educational or social background to apply this principle. And you cannot fail. For an assumption, though false, if persisted in, will harden into fact. Now, the question I ask here in the lesson and the takeaway is, how can you tell if you are doing what Neville says to do? How can you tell if you are persisting in the assumption of the wish fulfilled? We've covered that elsewhere in the course, and we, invite you to explore that. Now, what I want you to notice also in lesson 54 is Neville says, don't judge it, try it, do it. You see, so many people, we wrote an article one day about doubling up, because it's easy to relate to doubling up. If you have $10, you can imagine 20. If you have 20, you can imagine 40. If you have 10 clients, you can imagine 20 clients. Again, we've talked about some of this before in this package and elsewhere on freeneville.com. And I had a fellow write to me, and he says, no, that's not how it works. You know, this is how it works. And he gives me this long thing. And so I wrote him back, and I said, great. You know, have you experienced this? Yes or no? And he wrote back, and he goes, oh, no, I haven't experienced this, but I know this is how it works. And so I wrote him back, and I said, do you know anyone who's experienced that? And he wrote back, well, no, but this is how I think it works. And I wrote to him again, and I said, look, I know doubling up works. I've used it. I've taught it to hundreds of people who have used it. Doubling up works. Now, I'm sharing that from experience, and it has a very different feel to it. It has a very different power to it than theory. So Neville says, you know, don't just share this theory. Test it, use it, prove it, and share it. Because when you prove it and you share it, that's what impacts lives. It's not just theory at that point. Because when people spout theory, that they're talking stones. Oh, this is a fact. You know, it's worked for people. Those are stones. Okay, at the very most, it's an intellectual understanding of water. But Neville says the power is in wine. Converting the water to the wine, that's you actually using it, getting the experience, and being able to share it. So that is lesson number 54, the hidden key. Lesson number 55, the test. Ask yourself, am I reacting to the world from my ideal state as the ideal me? If you define your name as noble, generous, secure, kindly individual, knowing that all things are states of consciousness, you can easily tell whether you are faithful to your aim in life by watching your reactions to the daily events in life. If you are faithful to your ideal, your reactions will conform to your aim, for you will be identified with your aim, and therefore thinking from your aim. Now here's the deal, the lesson and the takeaway. Walk faithful to the state of the wish fulfilled. Do that by reacting to the world as that man, as that woman. Now the key is you don't put on an act, oh, I'm a millionaire. No. What you do is you walk in. Yeah, you know what? I am financially secure. Get that. That's why we started the course with that tiny little experiment. When you start to assume that you are financially secure, when you start to assume I can put $10 in my wallet and never spend it, I can double that up every 30 days, and I don't ever have to spend that money. Okay, that's my attitude money. When you start to walk from the state of financial security and not just imagine, oh, not just asserting, oh, I'm financially secure, that doesn't work. Decide today to feel financially secure and to get that you are financially secure. And when you get that, okay, and you get that also through action, okay, we're not making ourselves a millionaire by putting $10 in our wallet. What we're doing is we are expressing financial security by deciding I'm going to put $10 in there and never spend it. And that is coming from the state of financial security. That will change the decisions that you make every day. That will change all sorts of ways that you react to the world because you have assumed, yeah, it's time for me to grow up a little bit and to come from the state, to react to the world from the state of, you know what? Yeah, I am financially secure. Done. I'm not financially secure because I have $10 in my wallet. I have $10 in my wallet because I understand I don't ever have to spend it, because I am taken care of. I have resources that come out of the blue. I have resources that support me in ways that most people cannot even imagine, because I have assumed the state of the wish fulfilled. Lesson number 56, praying for money. Choose an image you would like to express. Feel that you are that image. So appropriate it that it must come forth in the world of shadows. Do that and you are praying, for prayer is your own wonderful human imagination drenched with feeling. I could tell you story after story after story of those who have drenched themselves with the feeling of having their desire and getting it. Feel the wedding ring. If that is your desire, feel the thrill of the applause or the joy of the child in your arms. Anything is possible if you can feel it. But if you're going to use reason, it will never happen, because failure becomes your image. You don't realize it, but there are two of you, and it is your deeper self that tells you it can't happen. But no real belief can ever be suppressed for long, for your inward conviction must find some external objective and habitation, and it will. So what you've got to do is deeply believe, deeply assume that what you have wanted is now yours. Remember, Neville calls the physical world the world of shadows. That is where the reality of imagination is expressed. So become rich inside of your mind. Assume the state of wealth, and that will solidify in the world of shadow. Again, assume intelligence, and you will find it much easier to learn. Assume financial security, and you will find it much easier to make, to hold on to discover, to find, you know, wealth and money in all sorts of places. Now, when Neville's talking about feeling, there's a couple things from this paragraph we want to make sure we mention. Feel the physical wedding ring. Okay, he talks about that. Feel the physical wedding ring. What you can also do is feel what an inch of money feels like. Okay, take the time to do that sometime. Feel what it's like to always have money in your wallet. Again, we've talked about that. We also want to feel the emotional thrill. Again, reread that paragraph, listen to that paragraph again. Feel the emotional thrill of applause, of accomplishment, of reaching new heights. See, it's not just feeling the physical money. It's about feeling the accomplished, expressed, the new you, the emotions that go along with that. And remember, don't use reason. Don't try to figure it out. That always gets in the way. Be clear about what you want and let your imagination give you inspired actions and give you inspired access to accept the miracle in your life at exactly the right time and exactly the right way. Lesson number 57, the secret of answered prayer. We are told, when you pray, believe that you have received it and you will. Prayer is not a lot of empty words, but imagination braced in feeling. Every Sunday, people go to church, say the Lord's Prayer, and come out of the building just the same as when they went in. Their words were empty, and no prayer was answered. Now, they are going to stop praying to their demoted mythological saints, for that's all saints are. Okay, listen to that. Neville, you know, by the way, that's from The Artist as God. Now, notice something. You know, empty prayer doesn't feel good. Empty prayer doesn't get answered. And at some point, people stop. Okay, we've had a number of letters from people that say, well, I think about it, but I don't feel it. I remain detached. You can't remain detached from the emotion. You want to remain detached from the how and the when. But you've got to feel it real. Neville says to feel it real. Now, when Neville talks about the secret of answered prayer, he talks about feeling that your prayer has been answered, that you have received it. So you don't have to beg anymore. You don't have to force. All you have to do is assume the state. Again, you know, we use the term financial security a lot in this course. Yeah, assume the state of financial security. Don't pretend you're a millionaire. Assume the state of financial security. Assume the state of intelligence. Assume the state of being loved. You see, if you walked around saying, oh, yeah, I've got this beautiful girlfriend, and everyone goes, well, he locks himself in a closet all day. He never leaves the house. He doesn't have a girlfriend. Okay? That's called delusional. On the other hand, you get to go, you know what? I'm loved. I am loved. I am lovable. I am capable. I am strong. Assume those states. And as you assume those states, you can imagine being in a relationship with a particular person or having a particular client or a number of clients or whatever. But you've got to assume the state first. And the states are always, you know, stuff like loved. I am joyful. I am loved. I am thankful. I am capable. I am strong. I am financially secure. I experience more and more money every day. That's where it gets fun. Again, lesson 57, The Secret of Answered Prayer. Lesson number 58, Feel Your Outcome, Do Not Force It. From The Artist is God. Neville says, tonight I give you a principle. God is the great artist who, as your own wonderful human imagination, is perfecting his work through the ages in the making of his own image in you. Do you have an image? Name it. Now, are you willing to simply assume that you have it and wait for its objectification? Every image has its own appointed hour to ripen and flower. If it be long, wait, for its appearance is sure and will not be late. Are you willing to wait for the happiness you now seek? Or are you going to try to go on the outside and make it so? If you're willing to apply this principle and let it happen, you will become the successful businessman, doctor, minister, or whatever you desire to be. If you will assume your desire and live there as though it were true, no power on earth can stop it from becoming a fact, because you are God, and your only opponent is yourself. The lessons and the takeaways. First, do you have an image? Do you have an image of the ideal you? If you do, name it. Neville named himself that amazing minister, and he adopted the feeling of assuming that he was that. Now, he didn't force it. He didn't go to college, and he didn't, you know, tell people, I'm a minister. He ministered. He assumed the state, and assuming the state means assuming the lifestyle, assuming the action, assuming what goes along with that. He studied his Bible nonstop, and he explored his personal experiences and shared them, as a real, really good minister does. So notice as well that Neville focuses in this lesson on businessman, doctor, minister, whatever you desire to be. Not just have, be. To be that best-selling author, to be that millionaire, to be that person who is financially free. Okay, what do I get to notice about that person? He is financially secure. He is confident. He does share his truth. He does share his experience. And he shares it in as many unique ways as possible so that he blesses as many people as possible. Again, feel your outcome. Participate it, but do not force it. Lesson 59. What do you want? Choose an image you would like to express. Feel you are that image. So appropriate it that it must come forth in your world of shadows. Do that in your praying, for prayer is your own wonderful human imagination drenched in feeling. I could tell you story after story after story of those who have drenched themselves in the feeling of having their desire and getting it. Oh, wow. I just realized that that's the same one from earlier. Sorry about that. I guess there's 58 lessons in this. Let me just dive back into this, because as I was reading it, something else popped into my mind. Feel you are that image, and appropriate it that it must come forth in your world of shadows. You know, I remember before I got my first BMW, I fell in love with the old BMW 3 Series. And at the time, I wasn't driving a BMW. I was driving something. What was I driving at that point? It doesn't matter. But I remember I decided I would take care of it and enjoy it as if it were my BMW. And lo and behold, it was not all that much later that a friend of mine came to me and said, hey, there's one of those BMWs that you like about 10 miles away from here on this side road for sale. It's only, it was like $1,500. And so I rocked up and checked it out and needed a couple parts. And I thought, boy, it'd be really great if I could get a parts car to, you know, give me a couple things that I need for this. And I decided, you know what, I'm buying it. That's my car. And so we went to get the car and to transfer it. And we went to the people to transfer it. outside of their building was an old BMW of exactly the same year. And I said, tell me about that. And they said, oh, it's got a junk title. And I said, oh, I'll give you $50 for it. And I said, okay, it's been sitting here for 10 years. Take it. And so I got the second parts car for less than $100. That included towing it back to my joint, right? And so what do you want? Choose the image you would like to express. I didn't just want the BMW. I choose to be a BMW owner and to take care of a BMW. And remember, before I was driving it, I was driving my old car and taking care of my old car as if that was my new BMW. So as you explore the lessons, let me just head into a closer bit here. And again, please accept my apologies that there's only 58 lessons. I don't know what happened there, but that's all right. You see, I assume something. I assume that I'm divinely taken care of. And I assume that, you know, I do my best every day. I've done my best with this program, and I thank you so much for participating in it and listening to it. And listen to the lessons often. You know, use, you know, the bonuses as well. We've put a lot of hard work and a lot of good stuff in the bonuses. Who am I kidding? It wasn't hard work. Let me get real again. Hard-earned money. Hard work. No, it wasn't hard work. I mean, it was a lot of work, but it was fun. This is what I live for, to share what I know works. And so I assume that the second time this lesson pops up, that for some reason, somebody needs to hear the story about the BMW. It obviously didn't show up a few lessons ago when we were doing the same bit. So for whatever reason, somebody needs that. And I'm going to toss that out to you. So I do want to thank you for investing in you. And I want to thank you for taking the time to be on this journey, because as you read in some of the first parts of the material, I remember years ago, old Edwin, you know, the multimillionaire in Scottsdale, and Edwin and I, we were reading the same book, but I was, you know, I wasn't letting people know I was reading it, because only poor people, in my mind, read about making money. And here's Edwin making millions, you know, I mean, yeah, he's living off his interest. I mean, he's got lots of money. And he's reading books about making money. And you see, my thing was, I was reading it because I wanted to get out of poverty, and I was resisting reading it because I wanted to get out of poverty, but I didn't want to be associated with poverty, right? So Edwin was doing it to make more money. And when I began to get that, when I began to get that shift, you know, there's nothing bad about escaping from poverty. But there's something in most of our minds, from what I can tell, that, well, to escape it means I have to admit that I'm in it. If I admit that I'm in it, then that creates the conflict. And, well, then I'm coming from a split state of poverty and riches. And then, yeah, that's when things get interesting. And Edwin taught me, you know, just a tiny little shift in perspective. The state that Edwin was coming from was, I choose to make more money. And no matter how, quote-unquote, rich or how poor you are, you can choose to make more money. You can choose to have more peace. You can choose to be healthier. And that's a big shift, because that way you're getting out of negative and positive thinking. Negative is poverty. Positive is riches. Negative is sickness. Positive is health. Now you can focus on more health. You can focus on more wealth. You can focus on helping more people. And you can focus on really living up to your potential. I'm going to go feed my Maggie real quick. That's my Maggie in the background. I don't know if you can hear her or not, but I'll be right back. And then we'll wrap this part up. Okay, and so let's button things up here. First of all, a couple real quick assumptions. What you focus on in life tends to expand. Okay, not just manifest. You know, some people, they get a little goofed up around the word manifest. Oh, that sounds magical. I mean, even us people that believe in it can get a little bit goofed up around it. But what you focus on in life expands. So focus on, what are you thankful for? I'm thankful for the opportunity to have these experiences and share them with you. I'm thankful for you, because if you weren't here, I wouldn't take the time to do it. You know, yeah, quite simply. I mean, Neville decided to be a preacher. And to be a preacher, you need people to share the message with. And so Neville manifested not only himself being the preacher, but he manifested the people to preach to share the message to. And that includes you, and that includes me. Anytime we decide to manifest, you know, when you decide, you know what, I'm going to live from this state, I'm going to expand in my world, the state of financial security. In other words, we talk about unconditional love. And unconditional love is basically loving unconditionally. But what if we could do the same thing with unconditional financial security? In other words, there are some days where I make less money than other days. And what if my feeling of financial security was not dependent upon how much money I made a particular morning or a particular night? That would relieve a tremendous amount of stress from my life, and that would also improve my decision-making process. And I say that because I've done that. When I have assumed the state of I am loved, I don't have to seek evidence that I'm loved. When I assume the state that I am financially secure, I don't have to seek evidence to make sure that I'm financially secure today. I can wake up and go, as the financially secure person that I am, how can I give to the world? How can I produce business? How can I find even more wealth in my life? And how can I help other people to do the same? That's where we get to come from. My name is Mr. 2020. I do thank you for listening. Check out the bonuses and enjoy the ride, you know. By the way, email us, reach out. We love your questions. We love your comments. And that's what makes, you know, the site and the project just, you know, so much more enjoyable for us. So reach out anytime. Have a wonderful day. See ya.